Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
Welcome in, everybody, to our deep dive this time into the world of KillNet. KillNet's a pro-Russian hacktivist group, making headlines really since the Russia-Ukraine conflict began. And, you know, this deep dive is presented by the Cyber Intelligence Bureau, a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Our approach here combines, you know, OSINT and human research.
Right.
And that includes diagnostics of, well, all sorts of things. Contextual, informational, emotional, cognitive, and even geopolitical analysis. Might sound a bit like a mouthful.
It does.
But really it means we're looking at the bigger picture. Beyond, you know, just the technical side of cyber attacks.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting about KillNet is how they've transformed recently.
Oh.
Yeah. They've actually split into two completely separate entities. PMHC KillNet and Black Skills.
Okay, so let's break that down a little bit.
Yeah.
We know that KillNet, they came onto the scene, you know, early 2022.
Right.
And they became well known pretty quickly for their DDoS attacks.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about their use of DDoS, and how does that play into how they've evolved?
Well, what's fascinating is how they weaponized this simple technique.
Yeah.
DDoS, you know, it's not that sophisticated.
Right.
But they've used it to cause so much disruption. Remember, KillNet initially targeted mainly Western groups that were supporting Ukraine.
Right.
So they weren't necessarily going after super secure systems.
Got it.
Their goal was to disrupt and cause as much chaos as possible.
Yeah.
And they did a pretty good job of that.
So it sounds like it's more about impact than actual sophistication.
Exactly.
It's not about stealing data or taking down infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's about wide-scale disruption and spreading fear.
You got it. And this focus on impact.
Yeah.
It's totally reflected in how they've set up these two new entities.
Okay.
PMHC KillNet, which stands for Private Military Hacker Company.
Mm-hmm.
It's like their public image, their face to the world. They're the ones taking credit for the attacks, pushing that pro-Russian propaganda, basically acting as this disruptive force.
It's almost like they're copying private military companies, you know, like the Wagner Group, offering their services in the cyber realm, of course,
right,
to just wreak havoc and sow discord.
That's a really sharp observation.
Thanks.
And then there's Black Skills, which are way more secretive.
Oh.
They're not interested in the limelight.
Right.
They're all about causing targeted, very strategic damage, probably by finding and exploiting vulnerabilities and maybe even using malware.
So PMHC KillNet is all about disruption and that propaganda.
Yeah.
While Black Skills is about focused damage.
Precisely.
That's a pretty big difference in how they go about things.
It is. And the difference isn't just in the technical methods.
Uh-huh.
It's also about how they use emotional and cognitive intelligence.
Okay, now this is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
So how are they using these psychological tactics to get what they want?
Well, PMHC KillNet, they're all about manipulating emotions, specifically fear and national pride.
Yeah.
They're flooding social media with this inflammatory content, really carefully crafting these narratives designed to get people angry and to provoke a reaction.
So they're playing on people's gut reactions, essentially trying to take over those emotions to advance their agenda.
Exactly. They use those emotional triggers to sow discord,
mm-hmm.
spread misinformation, and ultimately try to get more support for their cause.
Wow. And what about Black Skills? How does their approach to, you know, this emotional and cognitive manipulation differ?
Black Skills, they're much sneakier.
Oh.
They're not looking for that immediate emotional response.
Right.
It's more about tapping into anxieties that are already there.
Mm.
You know, uncertainties, especially when it comes to things like critical infrastructure.
Yeah.
National security.
So instead of using fear as a weapon, they're kind of feeding off those existing fears.
Right.
Making them worse to chip away at people's confidence.
His dad.
And make everyone feel vulnerable.
They're experts at that psychological manipulation.
Wow.
They use these carefully crafted messages.
Right.
And targeted attacks.
Yeah.
To create doubt and that whole atmosphere of fear.
This reminds me of NLP and SWCH, things we talked about a bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us more about how those frameworks help us understand what KillNet's doing?
Sure.
Especially their whole psychological warfare thing.
Well, NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming.
Right.
It's all about the connection between language, thought patterns, and behavior.
Mm.
Basically, it's understanding how you can use language
yeah.
to influence how people see things
okay.
and how they act.
So when we talk about cyber attacks, NLP is about how language can be used
right.
to manipulate victims,
yeah.
spread propaganda,
mm-hmm.
maybe even try to figure out what your opponent's going to do next.
Exactly. KillNet, especially PMHC KillNet,
right?
They're really good at using NLP.
Mm.
They know how to put together messages that hit home with their audience.
Okay.
They know how to use those emotional triggers and how to frame the narrative.
Right.
To get the specific responses they want.
So it's almost like they're turning language into a weapon.
It is.
Using it to change perceptions.
Yeah.
Right. And get what they want strategically.
Exactly. And then you've got Switch.
Right. Switch.
Which is social warfare integrated cyber hijack.
Mm. I remember that one.
It helps us understand how attackers bring together all those pieces. The social manipulation, the disinformation campaigns, and the actual cyber attack.
To achieve what they're after.
Exactly.
So with Switch It, it's about seeing the bigger picture.
Yes.
How all these things work together.
Right.
To make a more powerful and coordinated attack.
Absolutely.
So how does this relate to KillNet?
Well, we see Switch It in action with both PMHC KillNet and Black Skills.
Okay.
PMHC KillNet uses social media to amplify their propaganda.
Right.
They spread that disinformation. So Discord.
Yeah.
Create that climate of fear. That makes their targets more susceptible to cyber attacks.
It's like a 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
First, they weaken their targets.
Right.
With that psychological manipulation.
Exactly.
Then they hit them with a cyber attack.
That's it.
And Black Skills, with their more secretive methods, they use Swissy H to carry out targeted social engineering campaigns.
Right.
I guess they might use phishing.
They could.
Or impersonation or other tricks.
Uh-huh.
To get sensitive info.
Yeah.
Or maybe even trick people into doing something that compromises security.
It happens.
So Black Skills, they're using social manipulation to get a foot in the door.
Right.
Setting things up for their more technical attacks.
That's a pretty sneaky way to do things.
It is. And what's really worrying is how they're combining this sophisticated psychological warfare.
Yeah.
With their constantly improving technical skills.
You've got a potent mix.
It seems like how KillNet is evolving really marks a new phase in cyber warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Where the digital world and the psychological world,
right,
they're becoming more and more intertwined.
Well, I could say that.
I agree. And understanding this evolution is key.
It is.
Come up with effective ways to fight back.
Absolutely.
And to protect ourselves from these increasingly complex threats.
Couldn't agree more.
This has been fascinating.
It has.
Maybe a little unsettling, too.
Yeah.
To peek into the world of KillNet.
Definitely.
But before we finish up, I'd like to get your take on what all this means more broadly.
Sure.
What does the rise of groups like KillNet tell us about where cyber warfare is headed?
KillNet's evolution. I think it really highlights this unsettling trend in cyber warfare.
Uh-huh.
This growing combination of psychological operations.
Yeah.
With these technical attacks.
It's not just about, you know, disrupting systems.
Right.
It's about messing with how people see things.
Exactly.
So sowing discord.
Yeah.
Undermining trust.
Absolutely. It's almost like they're weaponizing information and emotion, using them to create this chaos and instability.
What are the long-term consequences of this kind of approach, especially if other groups start using similar tactics?
Well, the implications could be huge.
Yeah.
We could see a future where cyber warfare is less about taking down infrastructure.
Right.
And more about manipulating public opinion.
Okay.
Eroding trust in our institutions.
Mm.
And ultimately destabilizing whole societies.
That's a pretty scary thought.
It is.
It's like the battlefield has moved from the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
To inside people's minds.
You could say that. And that makes these attacks even harder to defend against.
Right.
Because traditional cybersecurity, it focuses on protecting systems and data.
Yeah.
But how do you defend against an attack that targets how people feel?
That is a tough one. It seems like we need to develop new strategies.
We do.
New tools
to
counter this kind of evolving threat.
Yeah.
But beyond that, what can individuals do to protect themselves from this psychological manipulation?
I'd say the most important thing is awareness. People need to be aware of these tactics. Mm-hmm.
Understand how they work.
Right.
And really be critical of the information they're taking in online.
So it's about developing this healthy skepticism.
Yes.
Questioning everything you see online.
Uh-huh.
And being aware of your own emotional reaction.
Exactly. We need to be much more discerning about the information we consume.
Yeah.
Realizing that not everything we read online is actually true or accurate.
It's like we need to develop this sort of digital immune system.
Right.
One that can spot and filter out harmful information.
Exactly. One that can recognize it.
Right.
Before it can affect us.
That's a great analogy. And like our real immune system, mm-hmm. our digital immune system has to be always learning.
It does.
Always adapting
yeah.
to new threats.
That's right.
Well, this has been a really insightful deep dive. I think we've done a good job exploring how KillNet has changed.
We have.
We dug into their sophisticated psychological warfare tactics.
Yeah.
And we talked about the bigger implications of what they're doing.
For the future of cyber warfare.
Absolutely.
It's been a really interesting discussion. And while the threat from groups like KillNet is serious.
It is.
I do believe that by understanding their tactics
yeah.
and developing effective ways to fight back,
right.
we can lessen their impact
mm-hmm.
and protect our digital future.
Couldn't agree more. Well, on that note, that's going to wrap up our deep dive for today. Thank you all for joining us as we explored the world of KillNet. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay vigilant.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.